Blog Talk Radio.
I hope you're having a good week so far and that everything is going well in your life. I would like to send out birthday shouts to people that might have had birthdays this week. Happy birthday to you. And also, my prayers go out to people that are going through different trials or tribulations or even passing of your relatives last week and this week. So I just want to say that my prayers are with you, and I know it's rough, but just believe that things will get better and time will heal those wounds. So with that, I don't have Brenda today. I don't know where she is. But anyway, you got me, and it's always a hit. So with that, we're going to begin, and I'm glad that you're on the air with us today in the studio with Lena. So let's begin. Area code 901, you're on the line with Lena. Liz.
Yes, hi, my name is Edna.
Edna?
Anna.
Anna, okay.
Mm-hmm.
How are you doing today, Anna?
I'm good, and how are you? And thank you so much for your thoughtfulness on the trials and tribulations people are having. Thank you for that.
Oh, yes. I had to go to a funeral this past weekend, and a couple of more came up, and it's just like, you know, it used to be, I'll just say this, you know, do you remember it used to be a cliche said, oh, when you hear about a death, it comes in threes? Remember that? Well, now it's not three. It's like when you hear about three or four others, so it becomes five, six, or seven. So I don't know. I know the world is changing, but it's frightening in some aspects to me. Anyway, what can I do for you, Anna?
Where do you see it? Thank you. Do you see any romance in the picture?
Oh, okay. There's a meet and greet coming up, or meet your mate, some kind of social function.
Are
you getting ready to attend something like a meet and greet, or, you know, it's a social function where you'll meet men?
No, not that I'm aware of.
Like a party now, or going to the club. I mean, that's what
it is,
socially, that you can be introduced to other men, or a meet and greet. Because that's what I'm seeing, that you're going to a function of this type.
Okay. I'm not aware of it just yet then.
Okay. I'm picking up gray. I don't know what that means. I'm picking up the word gray. I don't know if that could be the man's name. Maybe let's hold it to that it could be his name is Mr. Gray. But I see you meeting this guy at a function. So maybe now I see him. Okay. He's gray here. He's salt and pepper. That's what it is. And he's, Spirit says between 52 and 62 years old. Very nice man. Financially comfortable. He's in the church. In fact, Spirit says he's a deacon in the church.
Oh, well.
So just to give you a little bit more background on this gentleman. But and
you
should meet him coming up this month. Mm-hmm. This month, August, pretty soon. I would say what I'm picking up is around the 22nd and the 23rd of August is when you're going to run into a man. So remember, he has salt and pepper hair. He's medium to complected. He's between 52 and 62, but he's also in the church. So if he starts speaking about the church, he's a deacon.
Okay.
He could be a nice man. And he's a widower.
Okay.
He's a widower also.
Oh, okay then. No trauma there then, huh?
Well, yeah,
thank you so much.
I mean, you know, he's a free man. It's just he's a widower, so there's nobody in his life at the present time.
Oh, great.
So,
great.
Yeah, so look for that.
Great.
Look for him around the 22nd or the 23rd of August.
Okay, love, and thank you so much for taking my call.
Oh, you're welcome, Anna. You have a rest of the week wonderful for you.
Thank you, and you as well. Bye-bye.
Okay, thank you. Area code 360, you're on the line with Linus.
Thank you, and you as well.
Bye-bye.
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
I got to hang up my computer.
Yeah, I'm getting your feedback.
Yeah, I dropped my phone on the floor yesterday, and it broke my speakerphone. Yeah, but that's okay. But it just complicates things. But I was calling today because I had called you, I don't know, a couple months ago because my friend.
Who's
My name's Lori Lepala.
Okay, Lori, go ahead.
Sorry, I gotta say my whole name on air.
Oh, I know. You didn't have to do that, but Lori's fine. Go ahead, girl.
Oh, my God. So everything happened that way, you know, and I was upset because I thought my friend was coming just for one day all the way from Colorado and was just going to spend the night and one night, you know, and I was like, I'm not doing that kind of bull crap, yada, you know. And, well, then he came and then we had a really awesome time and, you know, and he spent like 4 or 5 days, so that was cool. And then he went back to Colorado, and then I was like, oh, back to the same old, you know. And but now my situation is that I need to move. I'm kind of disabled and stuff, and I'm wondering, should I think that he might come back and help me move and find a place? Would it be reasonable for me to pursue that route?
Give me his first name, just the first name.
Bill.
Okay, enough.
Yeah.
No. That's enough,
okay.
Bill. Yeah, Bill will come back. He will come back to help. If you need help, he'll assist you. He likes doing that. He likes helping people. So he will do that. Yeah, that's not a problem. Ask him. Do ask him and call and tell him that you're going to be moving and give him the date and time so he can come in a day ahead.
Yeah, see this.
Kind of help you organize some things. But yes, he would come out to help you. Yes, he would.
Yeah, would that be good too financially for me? Like, because I'm disabled, I'm supposed to be able to get a person to come live in, maybe, or have a 2-bedroom.
Or chore service? Yeah. Yes, you are going to get a chore worker.
Okay, could he
be
the chore
worker?
Huh?
Yeah, be a middle-aged lady because she's doing this for extra income. But, yeah, she'll be helpful. Nice lady.
Oh, okay. And then, but long-term, do you think that it would be good to have Bill also be helping me with, all my gardening stuff? Like a living.
Let me see if I see Bill that. Okay.
Yeah. Thanks.
Well, I can tell you right now, he's not ready to move from Colorado.
Right,
Not ready to move from there, but he would definitely come out to help you. In fact, he'd even help you with a little money because I see him giving you greens, which is money.
So I
see him helping you with a little money. But he will help you get situated that when he leaves, he feels comfortable, okay? When he leaves to go back home, he feels comfortable that you're situated, you're set up, and everything is in place the way, you know, it should be for you to start a new beginning. So, yes, he will. You know, he's a very nice guy. He's just kind of stuck right now in Colorado, but he likes you. He likes you a lot. That's why he comes out there.
Do you say well, he'll be leaving again, so does that mean, like, he's not my one and only?
Lori, I'm not picking up on him settling down, you know what I mean? Like, just me and another woman for the rest of my life, no. I mean, it's not that I see him around women, but I don't see him as a person that's ready to settle down. Evidently, he's been through some stuff, and he's just a little gun-shy, so to speak.
But he might like men.
Like you,
he might
enough
like...
that for you, who you are, he will come out and spend time with you and help you, yes, in that respect. Now, if it would grow to be something even greater, I don't know. He probably just has to work through some issues, you know. Because it doesn't bother him about you being handicapped or anything like that. He's a caring person and he's a loving person. So that doesn't matter to him, you know. He just has to work through stuff in his own mind.
But I'm concerned about the fact that he just might be interested in men. That might be the problem.
Let me see. No, Spirit is not telling me that he's homosexual or even bisexual. I'm not picking that up on him.
Huh.
Now, friends as camaraderie, guys hanging out together, you know the old saying, a man is closer to a man than is to a woman. But I'm not picking up bisexual or homosexuality on this man.
Oh, my
no.
God. Thank you for that information.
Yeah, no, I'm not picking that up. But, I mean, he has close ties with his buddies. His buddies are like his brothers.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
So you may feel that closeness.
Yeah, because
so that's probably what you're picking up.
Well, he kept telling me he was gay for a long time.
That he was what?
That he was homosexual. He kept telling me that for a long time.
Really? I'm not picking that up for him.
Right. And then now he's telling me that he's not homosexual, so I think he was lying to just be evasive.
Sorry, Lori, I'm laughing because I think he was lying. This man has never been gay. Anything in his spirit of that.
Oh, my God. Years I thought he was gay.
No. No. He's okay.
Yeah, see, he was lying to be elusive relationship-wise.
Protecting. He was doing that to protect himself. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
The extent like I said, he's been hurt.
He's
been hurt with some issues,
right.
And so therefore...
Exactly.
But no, he's not. That's funny. No, he's no way that, honey.
Oh, jeez. All the psych shows I called up asking about his homosexuality.
Lori, I mean, like I said, he's a good man. And I will not take that away from him. Spiritually, physically, and mentally, what I can pick up on him, he's a good man. But like I said, he just has some issues that he has to work through. He got hurt really bad by women.
Exactly.
So,
he was with a woman, and she turned out to be an embezzler. And they were traveling really poor, you know, living out in the way in the wild, planting trees and stuff. And then one time she got attacked by a bear and, you know, got clawed up and crap, but she survived that bear attack. But then the police found out that there was a warrant out for her arrest and she went to prison.
Yeah,
and the family
blamed
Bill. The family blamed Bill because they were on drugs at the time, doing coke and stuff. And she was embezzling the company that she was working for, but Bill didn't know about it, but her father blamed Bill, and he felt like shit, but I don't know his whole deal, you know, but that's the story he told me.
This is why I said he's got some issues.
Yeah, so I can understand that, you know, because I have issues too, you know. So, do you think that's good. Do you think that I'm going to have trouble with the housing authority? Like, if he stayed with me to help me, like, he'll need a place to stay? Like, if he had to stay with me? Oh.
No,
okay.
You're not going to get in trouble.
Because...
he's just there temporarily to help you. He's not there as a resident. No.
Right. But they have, like, their time limits.
I mean, if he's there for a month, of course they're going to get curious and concerned after 30 days. But if he's just there for a couple of weeks or 3 weeks, you're okay.
Yeah, see, but he is in Colorado, and But he does want to come back here because he has another friend he wants that's going to need his help moving. So I don't know what, you know, how the time's all going to go because, you know, all the timing and stuff. That could probably pick up another. I might. Do you have other callers? Like, cause
yeah, I do.
Take,
a lot of them waiting.
So I'm going to let everybody else have their chance because
okay.
I know.
Well, I thank
you,
Lori,
because you're great
calling.
To chat, too. You're so
okay.
great to chat,
thank
too,
and
you're real.
Thank you for calling,
thank you.
Look forward to
thank
Bill coming out to help you, babe. He will.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
All righty. Have a day. Thank you for calling.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye. Hi, you're on the line with Linus. Who's this? Hello, you're on the line with Linus. Oh, I guess they
Hello?
Left.
Hello?
Okay. Area code 973, you're on the line with Linus. Who's this?
My name is Jackie.
Hi, Jackie. How are you?
I'm okay.
What can I do for you today?
I'm trying to find out whether I'm going to get the opportunity to move in a couple of months to my mother's house.
Okay. Is your mother under the weather right now? Is she not feeling too good?
My mother passed over.
That must be what it was. Yeah, okay. Because I was real lightly feeling her. And you want to move to your mom's house in 2 months, so you want to know if that's going to happen?
In a couple of months. We're actually going through the estate, and really the house is what I want. There's other properties, but I'm talking about my mother's physical house. That's where I want to go. That's what I'm in the estate for.
Okay, Jackie, you be able to move into your mom's house, but you're going to have to do some paperwork on that. And it's going to be critical. Be sure and read. I see two last sentences on this paper. It's a paragraph, and the two last sentences will get you if you don't read everything. So make sure it's critical that you read line by line everything on the paperwork, and it will be turned over to you at a no cost to you. Do you understand
at
what I'm
no
saying?
At a no cost.
You're not going to have to spend any money to acquire your mom's house. It'll be turned over to you, but the paperwork. In other words, if you're not line by line reading this, I see somebody trying to bilk you out of that house.
Yeah.
So that's
why
I'm telling you, you'll get the house, but read every I, cross every T, and make sure. And when you do that, sign
mm-hmm.
your paperwork, baby, it's yours.
Mm.
Okay.
Thank you.
You know
it's
what I'm saying?
Hard.
Is people. Try and use paperwork to be slick that you
yes,
don't
I've
get the house.
And
it's not that you shouldn't
years.
Get it, but you know what? In other words, somebody's behind the scenes trying to pull some bullshit. Okay.
Yeah.
Bottom line, somebody's behind the scenes trying to pull some bullshit. That's why I'm telling you, it's important and critical for you to read the paperwork. If you have to hire an attorney, just
I do
read
have
it
an
through.
Attorney, but that's the person between him and my brother that I think is playing the game. Because of, you know, there's a conflict that he has because I hired him and then he had me bring my brothers and then he ended up taking them on as clients. And then for 2 years, 2.5 years, they've just been playing a whole bunch of games with me.
Then you know I'm telling you the truth. You just validated what I just told you. Okay,
mm-hmm.
you need to get your own attorney, Jackie. Get your own. Don't share with anybody else. Get your own attorney. Okay.
At this point, I'm trying to figure out how am I going to do that because I'm already financially liable for like $23,000, and I just don't
know
where to turn.
Well, wait a minute now. You can because the attorneys together for all of you is not good. Mm-hmm. What you can do, I don't know what state you're in. Oh, God, I'm trying to think of it. It's a lawyer's advocate. It's a lawyer's advocate where they're not an attorney, but they will read through the paperwork with you,
okay.
and it's not a cost. I mean, advocates are usually free. But they'll read through it with you, and if they decide and say, well, you know what, Jackie, I think you still probably need to go ahead and have attorney to, you know, look over a couple of things and fine. then at that point, you know, you could ask her, well, is there an attorney that I'm going through an inheritance and I really don't have the money that I could get, you know, maybe just as a consultant, paying $50 for a consultant fee. What I'm doing is trying to think of ways so that you don't have to really spend money. But I know that lawyers, they do have law advocates.
Okay, it sounds like an ombudsperson, like we have an ombudsman for our county.
Okay, because I live in Washington, and we call them advocates out here.
Okay.
That'll assist you for free.
Okay.
That's one way, but yeah. And to be honest with you, your mom wants you to have that house.
I know she does. That's the reason why they've been fighting. I'm not in the house. I haven't touched anything of my mother's in 2.5 years, and I was very close to my mother, my kids, my husband. Everybody who took off or who were mistreating her, they've been trying to make my life a living nightmare. So I've been away from it, but I know that I'm still stuck in it legally. They're doing everything. My brother wants me to buy it at full market value when the market was high. He's trying to sell the house over the assessed value.
Well, what he wants to do is sell the house and split the money. That's what it is. You want the house to live in. He wants the money out the house, and that's your conflict. You don't care about the money. You just want to go there and live, you and your family. But he wants some monetary aspect out of this inheritance, which means if he sells the house, you get half and he gets half. So that means stop him from the sale of the house.
Okay, I have a stepsister that filed an appeal. She wasn't on the estate, a stepsister and a stepbrother. Do you see them? Do you see the appeal going through in this case?
No, because you and your brother are blood. I don't see it.
There's four of us that are blood. I have my sister and two brothers, and we're all on the will. And then the stepbrother and stepsisters who are not.
So legally,
they're
going to look as who is on the will. Not the ones that are not. The ones that are on the will be the ones that will be provided for first. If there's something left or something that you guys want to give to your stepbrother and sisters, then that's up to your discretion. But a will goes
I was willing to you know, make some accommodations in the beginning and sit down and work it out. And that's the reason why my biological brothers and sisters turned on me. And then they started playing games.
They actually turned the lawyer.
The lawyer sends notifications to me with my name at the top to remind me that I'm his client. But at the same time, he plays between me and my brother. It's like this divide and conquer game.
Yeah, it is. That's why I'm telling you. I
see it. It got me
in
trouble. What do I do now?
You need your own attorney. You really do. If you have to get an ombudsman, then do that, but you need your own attorney that's going to work for you and you alone. Because what it is, you're coming up against a bitterness wall, and I'm sorry to say that, but you are. And it's like you're out all by yourself and everybody else is against you. You in your heart want to do what's right. That's why your mother was leaving the house to you. But so be it. You know, if it's worth the fight to you, I'm going to put it like this. If it's worth the fight to you to get the house, then go ahead. If it's not worth it for the trials and tribulations and the heartaches that you're going to have to go through and bad feelings, then don't. Let it go. If they want to sell it, let it go. Get your part of the money out of it, and so be it.
No, it is worth it. It is worth it, not just for my mother and father. You know, because what I see is the people who didn't care. You know, who just, you know, they took advantage of my mother. The people who didn't care, the main ones fighting.
Oh, I believe you. People, I'm not going to even go. I almost said something, but I ain't going to even go there. I just went through something similar when my mother died. So, yeah, I know about people in grief when somebody's dead. When they're alive, they don't do shit for you. But when you die, they're right there with their hands out. Where's my money?
Nothing.
What am I going to get? You know, I know. I just, I feel for you, honey. Jackie, I'll be saying a prayer for you, girl.
Please, it's tough.
I feel for you. But do that. Two things. Get your own attorney. I mean, talk to your ombudsman.
I'm
going
to talk to them because I'm trying to figure, I don't know how far we are right now. If it would even make sense to I was thinking that if I had to be forced to buy something, not that I know if I could qualify now, I really don't know, then I would have to hire an attorney to handle that real estate dealing, because no way would I trust this attorney again, because he's just trying to get paid from out of it, and I see that.
Well, of course. The attorney's always going to make money. And you know you're vulnerable because you guys are fighting over your mother and father's stuff, so they know you're vulnerable. It's like going to a funeral parlor, you know. They're going to get you for every dime they can get because they know you're vulnerable. You just lost your loved one. Like, okay. You know, an attorney does the same thing. I'm sorry, and I'm saying that with a daughter who's an attorney. Yep. So...
I wish you the best. I hope everything
turns out all right. I'm going to be praying for you.
Thank you. What day is your show? Just Wednesdays?
Yes, on Wednesdays. Jackie, take this down. You got a pen or a pencil?
Yes, I do.
Piece of paper. Okay, write this down. LENNIS44@hotmail.com.
Okay.
Write me at my personal Hotmail. I'll send you something.
All right? I sure will. Thank you so much, Linus. I do appreciate it.
You're welcome. Have a wonderful week.
All right. You too, love. Be blessed.
Okay. You too. Thank you for calling.
Okay.
Area code 718. You're on the line with Linus. Who's this? Area code 718. You're on the line. 718. Okay, we'll go to the next call. Hi, this is Linus, 703. You're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
Good evening to you, Linus. Eric calling. How are you?
Hi, Eric. Fine, and you?
Good. I just was curious to see when you see anything blossoming in my love life. And there are some... There's two ladies I'm thinking about right now. One is Victoria, and the other one is actually Allison is her name.
Okay.
And do you think anything is going to happen with any of those two, or is it going to be somebody else?
Okay. Well, let's start with Victoria. Let's find out from what she's doing. Okay, Victoria, she's a nice lady, easygoing, nice-looking gal, too.
She is.
She's debating about permanency or not. She wants to be with you on a permanent basis, and then she doesn't. It's kind of like she's flip-flopping. Let me find out what's going on, why she feels like that. Okay.
Oh.
Victoria's one of those women, if I'm with you, it's me and you. It ain't nobody else. She's selfish. It's like, if you're her man, you're her man. There ain't no second, third, fourth woman and nobody else. It's me and me alone.
Well, that's fine.
I think that's why she's flip-flopping, because she's trying to wait to see how you're going to feel.
I wrote her about 2 weeks ago. I mean, I've just basically in an email saying, you know, that I did have feelings for her, and she has not responded to that. I've written to her on and off, but in May she did in fact contact me via email looking for a summer job. And then when I wasn't able to provide anything, she didn't respond to me saying, well, let's meet up for lunch or something. Now, she's not exactly in the area right now. She's at the university, which is about 2.5 hours away, but she is from this area, so her parents are here. So
I think
I'm just go ahead.
Victoria is not for sure what criteria that you want. She's a little reluctant. Like I said, because I see the flip flop, she's a little reluctant. But she doesn't know she'll match up to the criteria that you want in a woman, even though you wrote her and all that.
So she has self-doubt, do you think?
Yes, it is self-doubt. It is. Like I said, when she's involved, when she loves, she loves. It's all or nothing.
Well, that's
There's no ifs, ands, or she loves you. She loves you. So for her, I think she's just kind of finding her way,
okay.
If you understand what I'm saying. Like, it's not you, but she wants to make sure if she decides that she's going to be in a relationship with you, then that's what's going to happen. But I think she's got some other things going on, too. Not so much of a relationship, but things going on in her life that's keeping her busy right now.
That may be. I don't really know other than school, but there may be other things going on. I don't know.
Yeah, she's busy. She's busy. So it's, to be honest with you, it's not like her mind is really on relationship or romance. She's trying to accomplish something, so her priority, that's kind of on the back burner, her love life.
Right.
Her priority right now is whatever this goal is in front of her that she's trying to accomplish or work toward. So it's relationship is just not number one with her. Right now, she could take it or leave it, or like I said, if she did get involved, it would be 150%. But I don't see her doing that right now. I don't think she'd be in a relationship with anybody, to tell you the truth. She's working on something that's really important to her.
Her degree, I think.
Her future, her goals.
Right, right. And I could actually be, see, this is what's strange. I could actually be an asset and a benefit to her for those goals. So I don't see why she's kind of, I don't want to say ignoring me, but just kind of just not being responsive and not even interacting with me on friendly terms, just even friendly terms. I'm kind of surprised by that because she knows that, I'm in a related field. I'm not in exactly the same field, but I'm in a related field. And you know, could definitely provide her some guidance and things like that. So I don't see why she is in fact blocking.
Well,
you know,
Eric, right now she doesn't really have you as a forethought in her mind, to be honest with you. She doesn't.
Okay.
Yeah. She doesn't have you. I tell you, her mind is on other things. And it's just, she's not thinking about you like that. Granted, I understand what you're saying. You can offer her a lot of assistance, but she's not even looking at you for that, for assistance either. She's kind of doing it on her own for a minute. She is. She's like doing it on her own for some reason. It's like to prove something to herself that she can do this. Not to say she may not reach back for help, because that's a possibility. Couple of months, 3 months down the road, she might call you for help. But for right now, she's doing her. She's just doing her. What's going to make her happy. So that's what I pick up for Victoria. Now, Allison, Allison is go-getter. She's like a little bumblebee. She's just buzzing all over the place. Here, there, everywhere. She's a hyper.
She's a happy person, though.
I'm sorry?
She's a very happy. She at least projects happiness.
Yeah, she's hyper.
Okay. She might be. I don't know all those things. Yes.
Yeah, I feel like she's a happy person, but she's hyper too. That's why I said like a bee. She's just buzzing all over the place. Allison is a well-liked person. She's very rounded, well-rounded about life, especially understanding and communication is important to her. Those are two important facets to her, is communication and understanding. Even sometimes when she doesn't always communicate to the best of her ability. Allison would very much like to get with you. She would like to have a relationship with you. Now, there's your companion.
She's very interesting. I love her positive attitude. I really like that. That's somewhat hard to find these days. And she doesn't take life seriously, but yet she's serious. So that's kind of like how I am. I'm serious-minded, but I also have the side of me that's sort of a free spirit.
Yes, yes. Well, that's your companion, is Allison. That's who I would go for, because like I said, she's well-rounded, and she's earth tones. Like, she's strong within the earth and life and the feel of life and the surrounding, the environment. So, yeah, but she likes you a lot. Give that woman a chance. There's a relationship. You could have a long-term relationship with Allison. If nothing else, you two will enjoy your companionship as far as being social and intimate, too, as well. You can be intimate and have a wonderful time.
I did invite her. She's going to be leaving where I work. I'm saying the building where I work, probably as early as next week. But you know, she's going to be in the city at least. So she's not going to be no more than 45 minutes drive away. But I have reached out to her, gave her a call to see if we could have lunch, and she's answered me and said, you know, Monday might be a strong possibility. So I said, sure, if we can work everything out, that would be great. So I am keeping the lines open there.
And Eric, take her by water. She enjoys water.
I love
water,
too.
So take her by
water.
If you guys don't do anything but go down to the beach and just walk hand in hand. It's something about water that soothes her spirit. It makes her so easy.
I'm a water sign, too. I'm a Scorpio.
Okay, well, hey, validation. Take the woman to the water.
I will. You know, even if it's a river or if it's... But you
okay.
feel...
Well, Victoria... She'll come for help, but Allison is the lady you should enjoy with right now. She is your romance for now.
Okay, okay. I mean, we'll see where it goes, and you know, I'm certainly
let me know.
I'm certainly open to friendship with her. She has a really, you know, she's smart and she has a really, but she's also happy-go-lucky, and so that's that nice mix that kind of describes who I am.
There you go. There you go. Well, okay, Eric. Well, Eric, thank you for calling. You're going to do
thank
good,
you very
darling.
Much, Lynette. I will certainly
again,
pursue
let
it.
Let us know how you come out. December's going to be a really good month for you, too. You got a lot of surprises coming up in the December. Good stuff. Good stuff.
Okay, well, I am working on launching a new creative business. I've been working on this for the past 2 years, so... it's basically animation and a comic strip. It's all related, but that's probably what you're seeing because it's my goal to get it out this fall.
I see you just like a volcano exploding. It's so much good stuff. I mean, it's coming so fast and so much of it, you're going to be totally overwhelmed. Totally. It's just going to hit you like bam, 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 bam. You'd be like, oh, my God, oh, my God.
I'll be a new man coming.
It's beautiful. Hey, sometimes we get blessed in abundance. Sometimes we get blessed with just what we need.
Well, I've been working hard at this for such a long time that, you know, I'm looking forward to the big payoff.
It's coming. It is coming, my brother. It's coming. Very soon, not long.
I look forward to it.
Okay, well, you have a good day, and thank you for calling.
Thank you very much, Lynette.
All right.
Same here. Same here. Namaste.
Ha. Auf Wiedersehen.
Auf Wiedersehen.
Okay. You're on the line with Lynette. Who's this? Hello? Who's this? You're on the line with Lynette.
Hello?
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 Yes, you're on the line.
This is
who's
Becky?
This?
Becky?
I'm sorry. Did you say Becky?
Yes.
Oh, okay. It's hard for me to hear you. Okay, Becky, go ahead.
It's a relationship question. And it's a friend. His name is Brooks. And I just wanted to see, I mean, because it's so off and on, like we'll talk and then we'll stop talking. We'll talk and we'll stop talking.
Why are you guys playing games with each other?
It's
that's
him.
What you're doing. I picked up quick that you're playing games back and forth. Either you're going to be
see,
with each other tonight.
Met. See, we've never met in person. We've never met in person. This has been going on for 2 years.
Okay, let me find out more about this Brooks guy. Let me check his spirit. Bruce, why am I seeing he's skinny and a wiry guy? Like,
Brooks?
My arms are just going. I have no control over my arms. Like, he's real wiry.
Oh, this guy's really built.
Thanks to the nut. Let me tell you what I see about him, and then you can tell me.
Okay.
Sometimes people see him as a nut, and I mean like laughter and humor. He's got a little bit of a temper. Sometimes he can be too serious. He needs to ease up a little bit. Don't take anything too serious. Again, I'm seeing his body, wiry and skinny. There's something with his arms or his hands. I don't know if he's handicapped. It's almost, they're just going, like there's no control. Something, I think he's got a handicap where his arms, his shoulders just go. So, yeah. What else? Oh, and he doesn't like to tell everything about himself. Why is that? Because he is. He does have a handicap. I am right. There's something about his arms or something, because I see when he types, he has help when he's typing. So I don't want to say he's paralyzed. He's not paralyzed because he can move them. There's some nervous condition where sometimes he doesn't have control, and then he does have control over his arms and his hands. Okay, so that's what I'm picking up now. What do you want to tell me?
So is that why we haven't met, maybe?
Probably so, because he is handicapped.
And
he didn't tell
up
you
on
everything about himself, darling.
Huh. Do you look for us to meet?
Not if he can help it. Sorry.
Oh, really?
He enjoys your relationship where he can hide behind the phone without you really seeing him. Because if you see him, then you may not like him the way he is. So has he ever sent you a picture of him?
Oh, yeah. I know what he looks like. He's very handsome.
Okay.
He's tall and stocky. Very, very stocky.
The next time you talk to him, ask him what's the problem with his arms and his hands.
Okay.
Okay. Might have got, I'm seeing now that they might have got burned. Maybe that's what it is. I see like his skin got burned on his right arm. Huh.
Okay.
Maybe he was in some kind of fire or something.
We were supposed to meet last weekend, but his horse got really sick. And so, you know, his horse almost had to get put down. And so then I talked to him. I heard from him Sunday, but I haven't heard from him since then. So, you know, it's like, how much more do I play these games? It's like, I was actually kind of written him off because it was like, you know, I'm 47. I don't have time for this.
Right. I hear you.
Yeah. You know, and. So you picked up his name. His first name was Brooks.
Yeah, I got that.
Yeah. Okay.
Like I said, he hasn't been totally forthcoming who he is.
Is there another woman? I mean, I've even thought that. Is there
no,
someone
it's not
else?
Another woman.
Place?
He was lying to you about himself in some aspects. Not totally. He was telling you the truth. But he needs to be honest and tell you everything. If he has any health conditions, he needs to tell you that.
Okay.
You know, don't make up excuses or lies. Just be honest and tell you. Let you decide whether or not you want to still be with this man or communicate with him or have a relationship with him. But he needs to be totally honest. Let you decide that.
Do you think he'll
that.
Contact me? Do you think he's
going to contact
me?
Yeah, he's
going to contact
me because he hides behind the phone, honey. He's going to contact you.
Because I haven't heard from him. That's why I'm just
24 hours a day.
Because I haven't heard from him, you know, in like 3 days, and I'm just wondering if, you know, what's going on.
You'll hear from him. He's going to call you. He's going to call you.
God. Okay. Man,
tell him to be honest with you. You know what? There's somebody down the road from you that has a crush on you from where you live. They're like 2 or 3 blocks away. I see either a green or a gray house. And this guy has a crush on you. He's got a sports car. Who is that?
Really? I have no idea.
He's about 3 blocks down the street from you. And he has a sports car. And the house, like I said, is either green or gray. He's medium built. Looks like he could wear glasses, dark hair. You know,
and
that
I
you know him, but you don't know him. It's like in your neighborhood, hi, how are you? And you keep going. But he's been watching you. Not like a stalker now. I don't want you to get scared. Not like a stalker.
No, no, I was going to say, my neighbor's a stalker. I'm serious. My neighbor is a guy that you should be fearful of. I'm serious. And I really watch my, you know, what I do around that neighbor. He's one that
okay,
can blow up
the
whole
neighborhood. Okay, is this the guy 3 blocks down the street then? Is that him? That's the stalker? That's the
no,
guy?
No, the stalker lives... No, no, no. The stalker lives next door.
No, 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 no. This man is down the street. He doesn't live next door to you.
Okay.
He's like 3 blocks away from you.
Okay.
Look for that house and the sports car next time you're out driving. Like I said,
what
he's
color?
3 blocks away from you, either right or left. But it's a green or a gray house, and he has a sports car. And the guy's medium built, dark hair, and he has glasses.
Okay. Probably
stalking
him.
But the guy next door, yeah, you're right. When you mention him, I got a knot in my gut right quick. So, yeah, you're right. In fact, keep your 911 on speed dial. Don't trust him as far as you can blink your eye. Now, you know that ain't no trust. You blink your eye.
Well,
so.
Yeah, and I've done the sage around my house and all that stuff for him.
Okay, also do this, Becky. Start at a corner of your house, and I want you to go around clockwise with sea salt. At the first corner of your house, sprinkle some sea salt in that corner and say, God bless me, that I'm, you know, always safe and taken care of. Go to the next corner. In other words, you're making a complete loop around that building.
Okay.
But each corner, you are putting sea salt down and say that you are blessed. No harm will come to you, and you'll be fine.
Okay. I could do
all
that.
All right.
Thank
okay,
you so
Becky.
Much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for calling. Area code 215, you're on the line with Linus. Who's this? Oops, I just lost you. I'm sorry.
Hello?
Area code 215, you're on the line. Who's this?
Hi, how you doing? My name is Sue from Philadelphia.
Hi, Sue.
Hi, honey, how you doing? I didn't catch what you just said to the last caller. I caught the salt in 4, because I sage all the time.
Oh, okay, well, sea salt, yeah, sage is good. Sea salt keeps all evil from. When you put sea salt down, evil cannot pass that. If you put sea salt in front of your front door and put you a mat over it, watch the people that come to your house, because evil can't pass across that. So whoever
okay.
it is, whether it's relative or friend. Now, take the sea salt if you want to bless your house and keep it safe. Start at one corner, go all the way around clockwise, and each time you put salt down, sprinkle salt in that corner. And as you go around, say that God has blessed your house and it is safe and nothing can come up against you, all the way around. And when you complete that, when you get to the last corner and come back to the beginning, so be it. It's done. But I tell people, when you put it across your doorstep, watch and see the people that come to your house. And the ones that used to come by all the time and stop coming, check that. Check your email. All of a sudden, stop coming. Check your email. Something ain't right.
Great. Okay. Well, I'm going to do that. Yeah, because I always sage, but I normally put salt inside my house, like around the windowsills and stuff like that, for little critters, you know what I mean? And it keeps them out. So I
No, and that's good, but you should always salt the outside of your domain as well as the inside. Now the inside, because if you have animals and stuff, I tell people don't put salt down if you have cats or dogs. It's better if you have a shot glass, or even go to like the 99 cent store or dollar store and buy you three or four shot glasses and pour salt into the shot glass and then put that in your windows. Or, you know, up above, of course, where the animals can't get to it. But if it's a window where there's the closest corner, then put the salt in the shot glass and set it like that. And that way you won't do your animals any harm. Plus kids, because, you know, if you have little children around, they'll crawl around and see the salt and put it in their mouth. So, yeah.
Yep.
Okay, Sue, so what can I do for you today, young lady?
My question is... I'm on the disability, and with my check, I got a thing in the mail today that that I was being reevaluated again. So, and I always believe my ex-husband is like doing dirty things to me. I try to be as nice because we have kids, but it's just like he's always doing things on the sly. Like, he looks like he's in front of the kids, this nice, clean, it's your mother, you know, your mom got problems and stuff. But I don't know if it's me or what, but I really just think that man's out to hurt me. And for what reason, I don't know. I've married him for 26 years. Is it because I divorced you or, you know, but I didn't like your lifestyle. His lifestyle is completely different from mine. You know, his lifestyle can get him sent to jail for a long, long time, and I just don't have time for that kind of lifestyle.
No, I understand that, but for your paperwork, yeah, he was messing with you, but not now. Something, it was some clerical error. So just read it over again and send whatever paperwork that they want in, because I see it's just a clerical error. It doesn't have anything to do with your husband. That's just bitterness. Don't let his bitterness take away your sweetness, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You hear me?
Yeah, because I just feel like my soul is broke because this man just... I mean, like, my children just act like they don't like me, and I just don't know what he's telling them, you know? And even when I ask them, they say, I just, like, my one daughter, like, Mom, I just don't want to get involved with it, and I feel bad asking her, but it's just like I'm losing grip on my kids, you know? And it hurts so bad.
Yeah, but don't, do me a favor, Sue, don't ever get your kids involved between you and a husband. That's an A-B situation. Don't ask your kids about what your ex-husband is doing, and tell him, don't ask the kids what you're doing, because you're putting the kids in a very bad situation that they don't want to be in, and your daughter's right. So don't ask.
Yeah, well,
you know,
I mean, I'm
you,
not
you
asking
can't
like,
find
what
out
he's
for
doing
yourself
because I know he's doing wrong, but it's just like I asked her, you know, does your dad tell you not to come here, or is it me, or, you know, like, I know she's 18 and wants to do her own thing, but it's just like I feel a coldness when he drops her off, you know, and I don't know if it's just me feeling that way or he's just a devil.
Have you sat down and had a conversation with your daughter? How does she feel about you as a mother or as a friend? I think you need to have that deep, deep conversation with your daughter. A lot of things have transpired in your marriage and in your home life. I'm picking that up. You and your daughter need to sit down and have a one-on-one, and I mean a deep conversation. Like, what is she what she loves about you, what she doesn't like about you as a mother or as a friend, and the same you tell your daughter, the good and bad things that you like about her. And I bet that both of you will become a lot closer. But you got to put it out there, honey. You two got to sit down and talk. It may be some tears flowing, might be a little screaming, might be a little bass in the voice, but at the end results, you and your daughter will become a lot closer.
Okay. Now,
two of you will become a lot closer. I'm not saying you don't have to tell your daughter everything that's transpired between her and her dad, you know, but, you know, you could just say, well, you know, I didn't like certain things, and this is why I responded in that manner, and maybe when you came over, you know, I just felt like I was being put on the back burner, like nobody cared about me. You know, you just tell her this is how I felt. And she might say, well, Mom, that's not what I meant. That's not how I felt towards you, Mom. But you have to let her know how it made you feel so that you could understand how certain things make her feel. And then you two have an understanding, and it's beautiful because then you two can come together and talk. No matter what about her dad or anybody else, she knows that, hey, I can sit down and talk to my mom, and she's going to tell me the truth, straight up. Even if it hurts me or I hurt her, she'll tell me the truth.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what I'll do.
Well, yes. You guys need to get back close. You and your daughter were close once upon a time. So get
yes,
that close.
Yes, we were
back.
Very close.
That's right. I can feel it. I know. You're validating what I'm telling you. So just do that. You know, maybe, Mom, maybe have a nice little dinner or maybe have a junk out night with ice cream and candy and junk potato chips or whatever. And sit down and you two start laughing and then say, well, you know, honey, I'd like for us to just have a talk. Is it okay? You know, don't say, we need to talk, because then it's like, oh, my God, what's happened? You know, I'd just like to have a talk with you, very, very nonchalant and sweet. And then you guys start talking while you're sitting there munching on popcorn or ice cream or candy because you're also in a happy mode that you're eating junky food and being silly, but yet you're talking about something that is so important to the both of you that will bring you two together.
Okay.
Yeah, you got to set the environment and the mood, you know. And regardless of whatever your ex-husband say, you let your daughter know, no matter what, I will love you from the beginning to the end of time, no matter what. And that's all you have to say. You don't have to say, I don't, your dad says, no, you don't have to say that. You just let her know, I will love you from the beginning to the end of time, no matter what, even if she gets mad at you. And you tell her that, honey, you get mad or upset with me, that's okay. I'm still going to love you. I'm still going to love you even more, even though you're mad. It might make her start crying, but you know what? She knows she's got a mom that loves her and in her corner. Hello.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes, yes. You're going to be fine, honey. Sue, you're going to be fine. Make yourself happy. That's why I said don't let your ex-husband's bitterness ruin the sweetness in you. Don't do that. You're a good person. Don't let him take you down, you know. And you love your children, and your children will know this. But your daughter's the beginning. Once you capture your daughter, everybody else will fall into place. Because she's the one that's got the power. So once
yeah,
you and her
like
click and
mommy.
You two are tight, everybody else will just fall in place.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I nickname her Mommy because she acts just like the little mommy of the house. You know, like she just puts everybody in their
validating.
Place, really.
Yep. You're validating.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Now,
well,
so now
you have a day. I got to move on, honey, to another call. But thank you for calling, and God bless you, honey. It's going to get better. Believe me. It's going to get
very
better.
Much.
All right.
Okay.
Have a good day, and God bless you.
Bless you, too, honey. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Hi, you're on the line with Linus. Who's this?
Brenda.
Brenda! Hey, everybody. Brenda's here.
Sorry I'm late, everybody.
Oh, that's okay. Well, let me pull up another call, get going. Okay, hold on.
Okay.
Area code 718, you're on the line with Linus and Brenda. Who's this?
Hello.
Hello,
hello.
Who's this?
Hi, ladies. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yes, sir, we can. I just don't know your name.
Okay, my name is Ashiel. A-S-H-I-L.
Hi, Ashiel.
How are you?
Fine, and you, sir?
I'm good. I hope that you can give me an answer regarding my business partner. He's based in another country, and we've been having a lot of communication issues lately. And, I know it's not coming from my side because I'm trying my best to keep, you know, the
business. No. I see it. I see it. It's just a misunderstanding. It's not bad. You guys are okay. You're okay.
Yeah.
Business partners. It's a misunderstanding. So tell him, Ashiel, tell him to write it out, okay? Write it out or send the paperwork to you that you understand what he's trying to convey to you, and then you too write out or send paperwork so that he understands from your point of view. But you guys are going to be partners. I don't feel anything bad. It's all good. It's just a misunderstanding in the paperwork.
Oh,
you understand?
Well, I thought it was maybe just a personality thing, maybe, you know, because I like to communicate. I like things to be clear, you know, and I always feel like I have to, you know, I'm pulling teeth in terms of figuring out, okay, what are you trying to say? What, you know, it's, I always feel that way.
Do you all speak the same language?
Yes, we do. It's just different personalities.
Okay. Well, that's,
I guess.
That comes into play with any relationship, right?
Yeah.
But so then you guys need to figure out, like Lennox is saying, to have a second way to communicate, or just so that you can sort of check back and forth. Because, listen, just like Lennox is saying, I'm getting nothing negative from him.
Good.
Like, I don't get any, like, we've had people call in that have business partners, and it's been, like, run. But this person is, he's on it.
He's
a good guy. Yeah, he's a good guy. So, maybe you guys should talk about how you are misunderstanding each other.
Yeah, because I thought maybe he's going through some kind of issues or whatever. Maybe that's why he's behaving that way. But
well, he might be just
That could be, and that's one of the things, you know, like, you guys should maybe have some contingency plans. Listen, if this things are getting a little rough where you are, then, you know, I can take some of the burden this way, or let's just, do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah,
you guys might need to talk about what to do in your partnership when things come up. Life stuff, or if there becomes some financial issue on his part in his own life, or if there's somebody in his life that's stressing him out. See what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, part of my contract was, you know, stated that, you know, if any one of us, any one of the parties involved goes through some personal or financial issue, it shouldn't affect the other one, you know, in any shape or form. But I guess that's not really what's happening. But so how do you see the business going from this point on? Because actually, you know, I'm already thinking maybe a year or two from now, I'm probably branching out on my own. So
And do that. You can. In a year and a half, you can. You are so on track. You are on track for that. Yep. In a year and a half, you can open up your own store.
But do you see business between us improving a little bit? Because I'm trying to build, you know, because right now it's okay. But
it'll start in September. In September, it'll begin. From September on, your business will start going up. You'll see more of a bigger profit margin.
Oh, cool. Wow.
Okay. September on, your profit margin will increase each month, you know, even if it's 2% or 3%, but your profit margin will increase. But it won't start until September.
Oh, I'm excited.
So you guys need to finish up this month of August, whatever it is your misunderstanding is, so that everything can go forward.
Okay, so September is almost very positive, I guess. So that's not that you told me that he's not a bad guy, because I started wondering from, you know, what's going on, you know.
You both have a different way of looking at things.
So you want to get an understanding. That's why I keep saying misunderstanding.
Okay.
Yeah.
You both are on the same page, but you're writing two different ways. You understand?
Okay.
Right. Wonderful. Thank you for calling. Wish you the very best. God bless you.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, lady. I appreciate your help.
Oh, you're most welcome, sir.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Area code 703, you're on the line with Lennox and Brenda. Who's this? 703, you're on the line with Lennox and Brenda. Who's this?
Hello, Lennox.
Okay,
it's
going to the next call.
Oh, he's there.
But I've already, I have already spoken with you, Lennox.
Oh, okay. That's okay, Eric. Stay on the line. That's all right.
Okay.
Okay, area code 857, you're on the line with Lennox and Brenda. Go ahead.
Hello, ladies.
Hi.
Who's this?
Hi, this is Lisa. How are you?
Fine, and you,
Hi,
Lisa? What can we do for you today, young lady?
It's nice to hear your voice.
It's nice to hear yours, too. Shoot. Lisa, who's the man in the background? He's got a flat natural. He's got a natural, but a flat, almost like he got a hole in his natural, like a bald spot at the top of his head. He's standing behind
know.
You. Who is that?
I don't know.
Okay, well, I see him very clearly.
Wow.
Medium complected, he's got a wide nose, and his natural is short, but he has it kind of coming out in the front of his forehead, but then in the center of his head at the crown, he's bald. So that's why I say he got a hole in his natcha. But he's bald on
it
top.
It sounds like it might be my ex-husband.
Oh, okay. Well, he's still close.
Covering.
Man is still close, because girl, before you could even ask me something, I could see him standing right behind you. Like, oh, okay. All right, go ahead. What do you want to ask me, Lisa?
Well, I'm just curious. Why is he still hanging around?
Because that man loves you, girl. He know you a good thing. He ain't stupid.
Wow. He's not preventing me from being with anybody else, is he?
Is it preventing you in your mind? Do you worry about him finding out?
Oh, no. No, I never really think about him.
Yeah,
right. No, I'm just asking in her. No, it's not about, it's about your own mind, Lisa. That's why I'm asking. So, yeah. Okay, well, no.
No. I thought he had moved on and he married and...
Oh,
you know,
he moved on. But, honey, it's like old folks say, you don't miss your water till the well run dry. He might have moved on, but where he moved on is like the garbage dump, okay?
Yeah.
So that's okay.
And
that's
some people
choice.
Like to keep their
I don't have nothing
present.
To do with you. That's his choice. But
yeah.
I see him standing behind you because evidently he's had thoughts like, man, I should have stayed with my wife. I should have did this. I should have, well, should have, could and didn't. So, oh, well. Two tears.
Amen to that.
So, yeah, but that's it. It's just, that's why I said he's just, I mean, forgive me for saying he's being stupid, but he is. He realizes he had a good thing with you, and it's too late now.
Yeah.
But you know what? That's what old folks say. You don't miss the water till the well run dry. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love
it. Arm is a blip.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But anyway,
yeah.
Later for that. So, Lisa, what do you want to know? What's coming up in your life?
Yes, I want to know that.
Okay, Linda, what you picking up? I'm trying to pick up, too.
Yeah, you know what I kept picking up with her ex-husband is he reminds me of sort of like that cartoon where the guy would hit the woman over the head and then drag her off, like as if he just had no clue how to be in a relationship. So it's like the boys when we were in school that would pull our hair because they liked us, just you know, completely inappropriate things to say and do he would do. I'm not saying
that also sounds like a relationship I had very briefly. That sounds exactly like him, and that's why the relationship was very brief.
Oh, okay.
You're sort of deceptive. There's a deceptive way about you. I'm not saying you're being deceiving. But here's how the energy I'm reading. I don't know if Linus is getting this. I'm reading from you is you're almost deceptively open and simple, but you're not that simple. It's very easy for someone to sort of like come into your presence and your energy, but then you're more complex than just, you actually think about a lot more things. And so the actions that other people take, you ruminate over it a little bit, and you might actually like back off from somebody when they think everything's fine because they don't have to really work at it?
Yes.
So I think that might have something to do with what's going on when guys come into your presence, because it's confusing for them and it's frustrating for them. And I...
Wow.
Well, I mean, you could tell me if that's not what you're that's just what I'm reading off you. But you're a really nice person, and you're real easy to give someone a chance. So I guess if I was going to say something, like, because there are people coming, like, I know Linus can see men coming. And I'm saying men because you are so easy, seemingly, to be with. But you're going to have to communicate a little bit more about your needs. And
oh, I agree with you.
Yes.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
I'm picking up North Carolina and Atlanta. Are you seeing anybody from North Carolina or Atlanta?
I have family from North Carolina, where I'm originally from.
Oh. Because I'm seeing a man. And also, what is this? Brent, I didn't mean to cut you off, but I wanted, while I'm writing this down, I was picking it up while you were talking to her, a turnkey house in September. Are you getting ready to buy a house or sell a house, or somebody's going to offer you a house as a turnkey?
Ooh, that I don't know.
Okay, well, I got that for September, a turnkey house. So just write that down, and if someone approaches you about a house, then you can go from there. But I picked that up for September. This, you know, either if you're not interested, maybe it's something that you might be selling or buying. I don't know. But I saw turnkey. Yeah, okay. Right now I'm not seeing any men. I picked up North Carolina and Atlanta. That's what I got in the house, but I didn't see any men. North Carolina, when you were talking about men, I got North Carolina. But then I didn't see anything. You know what I mean? Just the state came up. Yeah. Doesn't mean that where you're at, you can meet, you know, wherever you live at, you can meet people that say, oh, where are you from? You know, like, oh, I'm from ATL or North Kakalaki.
Yeah. Are you planning on going back to North Carolina soon?
Oh,
what was that?
That'd be it. Okay.
Yeah.
You're going back in August. That's what it is. When you go home, that's why I'm seeing this in September about this house. You're going to take a vacation. Should be around the end of this month you're leaving. If not, it'll be the 1st of September, but I think you're going to go before the holiday. That's where this house comes in. So somebody's going to talk to you about this house. Maybe they're going to see if you want to buy it or purchase it or take it over. But, yeah, that's where it's going to be in North Carolina when you go home.
Wow.
Yeah. In fact, when you go back, when you go back on vacation, you're going. There's a guy, he is a clown. And I'm going to tell you, he's kind of heavy set. And he can make people laugh almost like he's an Eddie Murphy or Richard Pryor. Funny as hell. And this guy has been in love with you for years. And what kept you from not even looking his way is because of his weight. But he's really, really a nice person. You know him. You'll see him when you get home. Whoever makes you laugh a lot, he's kind of heavy set, and whoever makes you laugh a lot when you get home, that's the guy. And he's liked you for many, many years, but he didn't think there was a chance with you. And you know him, but when you looked at him, you're like, oh, no, you're a little bit too heavy for me, baby. Yeah. But don't look at that.
Boy,
look at him as a person.
Not only am I deceptive, I'm shallow.
What'd you say?
Well, I guess I'm the opposite. I like big men. That's just me, and it's crazy because when people see me with them, they're like, what is he doing with her? Or, I mean, you know, like, what is she doing with him? Because they look at me and like, huh? What is she? But I can see stuff in people other people don't see because I look at your heart and your mind.
Right.
I don't look at your weight. So for me to be with a heavy man, I don't care. He can be big, but I see inside him. I don't see the outside.
Right.
You might be surprised anyway, Lisa, because – with the humor, it might be easier for you to express yourself about who you are and how you like things. And I'm just saying, just be open and see where it goes. Because if nothing else, you might find that you can broaden your view on what's eligible for you.
Right, right. I mean, I agree with you. You know, because the only man that I've ever have truly have been with was my husband. You know?
Yeah.
Truly the only man, and...
Girl,
you know,
get out there and fly your wings. Get out there and spread your wings.
That's a, the other reason I asked you, is he the one that's preventing you in your own head?
Yeah.
Away
from that. Get out of that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I want you to go out this weekend, and when you go out this weekend, say, I look good, I smell good, and if I found a man, I taste good. Thank you very much, and keep it pushing.
But go for the heel. It's nice when it's somebody that makes you laugh. That lowers your defenses.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
That's very true, because it's like after I got married, after the marriage was over, you know, it was like another 7-8 years before I actually met someone else, and you know, it was, you know, it wasn't a relationship, but you know, it was intimate. But that, in a lot of ways, you know, again, you know, Brenda, you're absolutely right. I just couldn't. You know, when I kind of saw what was going on and how he was treating me, I kind of went inside.
Yeah.
And I just kind of kept, again, it looks like I'm easy. It looks like I'm very easy, you know. She's not, you know, it'll be an easy relationship. But inside, it's like, you know, this doesn't work for me because I don't like how you're treating me, but I don't verbally say it.
Okay, here's the here's a great thing for anyone in looking for relationships, or just everyone should do this, whether you think you're looking or whatever, and compare to who comes into your life. Have 5 top characteristics that you don't want to live without. You know, maybe one is that this person is makes you feel protected, or maybe it's that this person makes you laugh, or maybe it's that. It could even be that a person is a certain height. It limits your whatever your group. But listen, figure out the 5 top characteristics. It doesn't necessarily be physiological, but whatever those 5 things are. And whenever you meet someone, make sure that they have all 5, not 4, 5. And that way, you're the one that's making decisions on what's coming into your life. If you have an open gate and you don't, you know, regulate what's coming into your life, you're going to be a little, it's a dirty way to put your needs out there. You don't necessarily say, look, you have to meet 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You make the assessment on your own.
Right.
That'll probably help you, because you're almost like not regulating what's coming into your presence, and that's why you don't feel good, because it's not right for you, because you're not asserting yourself about what you're looking for.
Right.
You're just
letting
whoever, if he comes, he comes.
Right.
But, you know, that's not good for you. It's like, are you going to leave your front door open whether you come and go, and then whoever's in your house is okay? No.
That's true. You're right. You're absolutely right. Absolutely right. And I think that's part of the reason why I haven't really gotten out there yet. And really,
you're worried. You're worried about running into A and B and what you've had in the past. And those are great examples of what you don't want. Ask yourself, how does it look for what I do want? Then you will, it'll be easier to attract that energy into your life. Trust me.
That's true. That's true.
Okay, I will
definitely do that.
Okay.
Yeah,
well,
you're
calling. I'm
some nice times,
calling.
Lisa. Yeah.
Huh? What was that, Brenda? I'm sorry.
You're headed for some nice times. You just stay to those points. You're gonna actually, things are gonna be much more surprising for you in the next few months.
You know what? I agree, because I've had really an awakening for the past 2 weeks. Something had happened between my mother and I that has been on my back since I was a little girl, and I've been praying for it, you know, to be free, and I was released from it, not in the way that I was expecting it, but it really set me free.
Oh, yeah. Remember, everyone needs to carry their own luggage. When someone comes to you and they're bringing you all this stuff, it's like, oh, I'm sorry, we don't have any porters here.
Yeah.
You got to carry your own. It's your mom, your sister, your brother, your dog.
Yes. And it relieved, let me tell you, it released me, and it's like, it's done. It's finished. What you've been praying for 30-plus years, you're free. The chains and the shackles are off. You can dance. You are free.
Well,
now you
that's
know.
That's a personality issue that's going on with you. You need to just step up and let people know where you're at right away.
Oh, absolutely.
Don't
absolutely.
Go years. Don't even go 2 weeks. Somebody does something, you're still like, well, wait a minute, I don't. Are you trying to say this? Clarify and move on and express yourself.
Absolutely.
Okay.
It's like the fear, it's gone. It's like
this
this doesn't work for me. I don't need to explain why it doesn't. It just doesn't.
Stay in that vein and you're going to have much more positive results, trust me.
Oh, yes. Yes,
okay.
I can't go back. All right.
Okay.
Thank you, ladies. Thank you so much. You've just encouraged me every time I speak with you.
You every take
time.
Care, of you.
You're such a blessing. Take care.
Bless you, sweetie.
Bye-bye.
Well, we have time for one more caller, 770, you're on the line with Lennis and Brenda. You're going to be our last caller for the day. Who's this?
Atlanta.
This is Sandy.
Hi. Sandy, how are you?
Okay,
and what's your question?
Well, I'm just trying to figure out. My husband and I have had lots of problems. He's emotionally distant. Is it going to work out, or is it going to go the other direction?
Have you two decided on counseling to talk out your differences, your issues? Sandy?
Yes.
Have you two talked about going to counseling to discuss your issues?
I set up an appointment for the 29th of this month and told him, I said, you know, I think that you need to address the issues instead of just not doing anything. And he said he would reluctantly.
Okay. Well, instead of he and I and you, let's bring this back to we to help us, because it's bothering you. You want your marriage. So let's go to we and us. And in that perspective, tell him we will go together to support one another and talk about the difficulties that we're having at this time. Because when you're saying you need to go or blah, blah, I'm putting it on, you're pushing him back away from wanting to participate. So when you
Absolutely.
Say,
no, I actually just told him, I said, you know, we're having difficulties. We haven't worked on it at all. And I said, I don't know how to work on something when somebody isn't talking to me.
Sandy,
well,
you
did make the first effort. You made an appointment for counseling. So kudos to you for that. At least you're doing something to try and bring you two together.
But, Sandy?
Yeah.
This is the energy of getting off of him. He's always been that way. You met him, and he was like the silent type guy. He's not the kind of guy that wants to share his feelings.
Yeah.
So it's really hard for him to express things the way you're really needing them at the moment, because there's something that went on that's making you feel more secure. More insecure than you felt at the beginning of your marriage. And I don't know what it is that you don't want to really. It's almost like you want somebody there. Okay, well, which is great for counseling. You almost want someone else there so that you have backup. But the reality is that you guys have had a really inefficient communication style since you first came together.
Yeah.
Okay. So now and maybe now you're thinking that there's something negative, but I don't know, Linus, I don't feel that this person doesn't love you. I don't feel that. I actually, what keeps coming to me is like, we're fine, because he doesn't see any changes. But it might have frustrated you in the beginning, but you felt the way you did.
Yeah.
Now it's not enough for you.
Yeah.
So really, Lennox, what she's saying to you is so correct, but what I would, I don't think you want to make yourself vulnerable, but listen, if my wife came to me, even if I was the strong, silent type, and said, I don't want to lose you, and I love you, and I need more communication, and that's what this is all about. Then it isn't so much as a threat, and when you say things like we're not making it or we're having problems, that's a little bit threatening to somebody who doesn't express themselves very well.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, where do you see it going?
Well, I see that if you guys will learn to figure out how to communicate with each other. There's a movie out that's sort of like that. Did you ever see that movie Hope Floats with Tommy Lee Jones and Meryl Streep? I don't know if you watch movies. It would be a good movie for you to watch because you could understand a little more about the way he is.
Yeah.
And how you have to sort of come up with another way. You really need to figure out a better way to communicate with each other, and I'm not putting it all on you, except he doesn't, I don't think that his type of communication type person, they just don't pay attention, or if something seems a little out of joint, they just figure if they just forge ahead. So counseling,
they just what?
They just try to forge ahead, like, sometimes people would actually go into routine and hope that that's going to fix things.
Yeah.
But that's the way they were already. They don't get it. So counseling is going to be perfect, but Lennox is totally right on point. It's really best for you to come from the point of view of, honey, this is about us, and so that we can strengthen things. I'm not saying you're a bad person. It's just I'm having problems communicating with you or something, and I want more from us.
And that's what I've been...
Yeah, if you guys get over this little communication thing, this man loves you. I mean, he never stopped loving you. He has strong feelings for you. He just doesn't express them like, say, Cary Grant might on TV. You know what I mean? I don't even know if Cary Grant expressed himself that well. But his character looked like it did, right?
Yeah. Well, it started out that way.
Well, it may not have been as much as you. I don't know. When we're in love, we gloss over a lot of stuff. That's all I can say.
Yeah.
But he's more of a strong, silent kind of type with his feelings.
Yeah.
I believe that.
Okay.
Well, thank you, Sandy, for calling. We're coming down to the wire now. And I thank you so much for calling. We wish you the very best, and God bless you.
Yeah, the counseling will go
thank
good.
Thanks for calling, Sandy.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, we're coming down to the close of our hour, and I just want to give a little prayer out here for everybody. For the listeners, thank you so much for calling in, and the ones that are still on the line. If you can remember this prayer and say this, or if you think about it, if not, just I'll post it on the show. I let go of the past and remember only the good. I am strong and I use my power wisely. I am free to love and enjoy my life. So be it. And with that, Brenda, you
want to
take us out?
Oh, don't let your love go wrong, everybody. Just, be upfront and honest with yourself.
Yes, amen.
And everybody else.
And remember, communications and understanding is very important in any relationship, whether it's family, friends, job, or social activity. Remember that when you communicate, then you get understanding. And please remember this week to give somebody a hug and a kiss and tell them that you love them. And don't forget to say thank you. It does mean a lot. And thank you for joining us today. And we are on our way out. Have a wonderful, wonderful weekend.